One thing I have learned about Dr. West is you can't really predict what we will get. What I love about him is that he has been someone who has always offered both a historical perspective and analysis and a cultural critique. Even if you just have a conversation with Dr. West, you will leave feeling as if you have been taken on a journey. Whether that's a conversation about, voting rights, whether that's a conversation about social justice, whether it's a conversation about soul music, Dr. West is going to take you on a journey which is going to connect all these different threads. And at the end, you will feel like you've been on like a world tour. What I do know about him, he talks a lot about really bringing to any conversation this idea of love. And for him, to love in community is to be very clear, to be very honest, and to articulate what the issues are.
You know, that's a word we haven't heard in the media for a long time, have we? Love.
We're in a moment right now that doesn't feel very loving. It doesn't feel like much is centered on love, or a love that is not a touchy-feely, romanticized concept of what that is. And so what I love about Dr. West is like he often holds any audience to task, whether it is asking people, if you really believe in love, could you be someone who systemically inhibits an entire gender? How does that work? If you are someone who claims to follow certain faith traditions, do your behaviors honor the values that you claim to espouse? If you claim to be someone who is working for the empowerment, the success, the thriving of a particular community, would I be able to look at the way that you hold yourself, the places where you are present and those where you are not, and see that as loving? So I think you're right. I think that that is a much different perspective. And I also think that sometimes when people hear like him talk about love, they think of it as, this mushy kind of feeling or romanticized kind of feeling. And it's really about having enough respect, enough value for people, for communities, right? And even for institutions to say, this is not working. We require you to do something better. Here are a couple suggestions, but you can do some work and then we're going to come back and see, right? The follow-up is we're going to come back and see if there's been any adaptation.
So Dr. Cornel West's lecture begins this afternoon at 5 o'clock. How can people participate?
So our series is virtual this year. We require that all of our participants register. They can register at the MSUCOM website. They can register also on our Facebook page, and we will keep the registration open until the event starts, and then we will shut it down. We do have the commitment, however, because we understand even working virtually and doing things virtually that everybody isn't free at the same time. So we will have provide links after the live stream so that people can view it again later.
Dr. Marita Gilbert is the Associate Dean of Diversity and Campus Inclusion at the Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine. We've been talking about the 2021 Slavery to Freedom Speaker Series. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.